is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor of Geopolitics and Economic Diplomacy, Antonio Golubashanu, at the National University of Political Science and Public Administration in Bucharest, which means Antonio is a reporter from the front lines of the war in Ukraine, which is the war in Europe. So I come to her for checking on how the Black Sea Basin is doing. Inflation is the story. We've been speaking of inflation and the challenge to the banks in the U.S. and the banks in Europe. Do you see food inflation? Do you see petrol inflation? Or is it commonplace conversation in Bucharest, Antonia?
It is, actually. And I believe that we are going to see some very interesting conversations about food in particular and food inflation in particular, considering that we are seeing currently in Poland the food producers, the agriculture producers coming in and saying we no longer want to import food products from Ukraine, grain from Ukraine. We also have seen movements and talk about that in Romania as well. It is about protecting the agricultural sector, and it is about protecting the producers, the food producers, and ultimately the food consumption. However, we are not going to get down to, an understanding with regards to the food inflation if we are going to protect against Ukrainian grain. And at the same time, these are the very first times that we are seeing this kind of reaction towards Ukraine on the front line, which is, we are getting away from talking about the war, the kinetic war, and we are getting into discussing what this does to us economically.
Yes, it would discomfort, if not threaten, your farmers. Would that be the same in other parts of Europe, that they're limiting the amount of Ukrainian grain they're going to take in order to help Ukraine?
I have seen news from France, actually, on a different kind of story, but somewhat related. France is no longer exporting some of its products. It might be that they want to look at their policy towards Ukraine as well. I haven't seen other countries doing this, but it is true that, the countries on the front line are those that are producing at a lower cost than the countries in Western Europe. So it makes sense that these are most affected by the Ukrainian food producers, grain producers.
When we last spoke, there was grave concern about Moldova. There was also concern about Russian forces being more aggressive towards the Romanian frontier. Has that ebbed? Is the panic lifted and there's more confidence now? How do you express it?
I don't think that the panic has lifted. We actually had a meeting at the level of Security Council discussing about the particular case of Moldova. So there is still tension in Moldova with regards to whether the Russians are going to try to do anything there politically or militarily. It is, after all, a country that has been exposed to the Cold War mentality ever since the early 90s. So that is going on. However, in the general media and the general public is less and less concerned about an attack on Moldova these days, even if everyone is still talking about Russian aggression and nothing really changed on that front. Russia is still being seen as the major enemy and the major threat to the country.
Antonia Golubashanu reporting from Bucharest, Romania. She's a professor of geopolitics and economic diplomacy at the National University of Political Science and Public Administration in Bucharest. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,